Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Two Weird Hungry Girls podcast. I'm Phoebe. Thanks for tuning in, guys. This episode is one of four episodes where we went on the road to record at the Philly Food and Farm Festival. And we had the chance to meet with four separate vendors. And in this episode, my friend Carrie Keplinger of the Gluten Free Hack and I had the chance to speak with Olga Sorzano. She's the owner of Baba's Brew. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Be sure to tune in to the following four episodes, which include Amy Alexi of Tallulah's Table, Sue Miller of Birch Run Hills Farm, who makes the most amazing cheese, and Amanda Pfeiffer, who is the author of Ferment Your Vegetables. Thank you for tuning in, guys.
So this is my friend Olga Sorzano, owner of Baba's Bucha. It is raw, gluten-free, and vegan. And Olga, tell us about your kombucha.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here. And, so excited. We're part of the Philly Farm Fest, and we're introducing our kombucha to the world. And the part that makes me very, very excited about kombucha is, trend of the probiotic food is kind of on the rise, and we hear it more and more, so it's not really a freaky thing that all, hippie doing. So we hear about, from Dr. Oz about how it's important to buy probiotics to restore your gut flora, about leaky gut. Well, the only thing is awesome that you can find this exactly the same benefits from the nature. So kombucha and other fermented foods such as sauerkraut, kimchi, they provide the same benefits, and you can just incorporate and make it as a part of your daily diet.
Why did you start kombucha making?
Oh boy, this is awesome
versus
questions.
Because like, you could have made sauerkraut or
absolutely.
Other things.
Absolutely. Well, kombucha is kind of things that probably I started to drink as soon as I was able to have any kind of anything except my mother's milk, kombucha was in my family for as long as I remember. Baba is my great-grandmother.
Aww.
And so I grew up remembering having this, thick glass on top of the fridge with this, beautiful, very kind of like strange-looking pancake floating on top. And so, I drank it all my life. And it was really fun when I came to the United States to discover, and people said, well, hey, we have a new trend here, which has, been in my family for all my life.
So what makes your kombucha different from just any other kombucha out there? Because I've had your kombucha. I love it. My husband loves it. It's the only kombucha he'll really drink. He hates my kombucha.
Oh, boy.
What you have flavors. It's completely different. Just tell us about the uniqueness of your kombucha, please.
Well, I am a chef, so to me it's very, very important, variety of things. It's color, it's taste, and the kind of complexity, and also being seasonal and relevant. So our kombucha, instead of just, choosing one flavor and going with this, I love layers of flavors. For instance, we started this last season, we had strawberry basil, and then we went to watermelon.
Which was so good.
Thank you. And then we had peach sage, and then we had plum thyme. So right now we have our pink lemonade, which is like sassy and sexy combinations of fresh organic lemon juice, lemon balm, lemon zest, lemon verbena, and a little bit touch of hibiscus. So I just love this layers of flavor. We just think flavors, addition to color, make it, it's all about flavors.
So it changes by season, really. It's seasonal flavors.
So we have four staple flavors. We have hibiscus, flower power, honey, chamomile, and blueberry. And then we have something, whatever, in season. So right now, pink lemonade. And we have one more exciting flavor coming in 3 weeks. It's a secret. But I got to tell you one thing. It's a gorgeous color. And absolutely,
ooh,
it's going to blow your mind. So it's really
nice.
Fantastic.
Now, you also use you use green tea, don't you, to do your tea?
So that's the other thing. So our base, we use three teas. We use a blend of black tea, oolong, and green tea.
Okay.
And that's the other thing is, you get, even base of our kombucha has complexity of flavor. You get this bold smokiness from black tea. You get a beautiful florality from oolong and the grass, fresh green grass from the green tea.
Yeah, it makes it very light, but also complex and flavorful, and it's amazing. I can't even compare with my own kombucha, so.
Where can we find it?
Well, we are in the 46 different stores right now. We are at DeBruno's Brothers, Tallulah's Daily, Tallulah's Table, Mom's Organic Market, Animo, just to name a few. Saks Big Coffee Shop, you know, picked up our brand. Beginning next week, we're going to be on Door-to-Door Organics, which is super duper exciting for us. Our kombucha is, you know, made with all organic ingredients, and, you know, it's just uber exciting journey.
So last thing, what is your website?
It's www.babasbrew.com.
Okay, and you'll put that in the Phoebe. We'll put that in the show notes.
We'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah. Phoebe, thank you so much, and thank you so much, guys.
Thank you very much, Olga.
Thanks. Well, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Two Weird Hungry Girls on the Road. I hope you enjoyed the introduction to some of our local food producers and food hosts. Please do me a favor, if you like what you heard, leave us a review in iTunes or whatever app you use to listen to the show. We'd really appreciate it. We'd love to hear what you love, what you'd love to hear more of, and your honest feedback. So please do that. And thanks again for tuning in. Bye.